So there are 10 strategies that each of these people shared in common. And the strategies vary, but I can give you a few of them. First of all, the number one strategy that all these people share is they have the ability to affect their own emotional state. Selling is transference of emotion. And if you're in a situation where you're frustrated, or you're angry, you've made a call, somebody's treated you harshly, and you don't manage your state, it shows up in the next cold call you make. It shows up in the next person that you're with, and it affects your income and the quality of your life. Every one of these top producers has an ability to really manage his own state. Secondly, he's learned to manage the customer's state. You can be all pumped up, and you're all excited, and be over gradient. You got to be able to enter somebody else's world and take them from wherever they are. Maybe they're a little afraid about you. Maybe they don't trust you. Maybe you're what they call a salesperson, and they know what that means, and they don't want any part of that. You got to be able to change their states, a little bit of their way of looking at you. And we're going to teach you ways of doing it, not by learning just a bunch of words, but how to do it by using nonverbal techniques, the way you use your voice, the way you gesture, the way you look at them, by the questions that you ask them. What are some ways that you can trigger them to immediately change the way they feel without them even knowing you're the source of it, in order to support them in feeling better and being able to really hear your message? Thirdly, what you really got to be able to do is have strategies for preparation. Most salespeople have call reluctance. And call reluctance just says, if somebody's reluctant to make a call, what they're saying to me is they're not prepared. See, I have no problem with call reluctance. Not because I'm this stud, although I am. No. Seriously. Because I know who this person is and I'm calling on, so I have no reluctance because they're a friend. I've got an idea of who they are. What are they about? I try and find out from the people I'm getting referrals from, what is the core of this person? What is their life about? And what do I like about that? What do I like about this person before I even meet them? So I want to meet them, number one, and I'm prepared. I know who this person is. I know what my product is. I know how I can benefit them, and in my gut, I believe it before I ever walk in the door. And you go, well, Tony, what if I'm cold calling, just knocking on doors? I can still be prepared, because if I'm going to walk into an office, I know the kind of person that's going to be there overall. I know the kinds of desires and needs that people have in a particular area of business. And so I can picture in my mind what they're like, so I have no call reluctance. So we're going to talk about how to prepare yourself, both physically, so you know enough about the customer, emotionally, so you're ready, so you know no matter what objection they give you, you're prepared. Because I'm curious. When somebody says to you things like, well, I really need to think it over. Call me in a week. Or somebody says, I'm just not interested. Or somebody says, you know, it just costs too much, and I can't do it, not now. What's your emotional response? Do you kind of think inside? Or do you go, oh, great, I get to show them a new possibility. Right? That's what I want you to have. And I want you to have tons of ways to change it, not just this one close you've learned. Fourth strategy is strategies for effective prospecting. Not only preparing, but what do you do when you meet the prospect so that you can immediately get their attention? Let me just say this to you. I don't want to just have you learn how to sell. I want you to learn how to enjoy selling. There's a big difference. In my life, it used to be, my goal was to achieve things. And I got really good at setting goals and achieving them. But I don't know if you've noticed what's happened in your life, it's at least happened in my life, and that is, I set these big goals and I went and I achieved them. And then once I got them, I said, is this all there is? You know, it's like anywhere from the first 5 days to maybe the first 55 days, it was wonderful. But after that, it was like, well, it's nice. And so what I've begun to realize in my life is that I used to be so outcome-oriented that that's what my whole life was about. And if something happened, I didn't get things the way I wanted right at that moment, I'd be stressed. What I've learned to do is really learn to enjoy the process while I commit and get the outcome. You know, life is a process, not an outcome, not a goal. And so I think it's important we live it along the way. So I want to share with you not just how to influence people, but how can you really thoroughly enjoy it? That's part of my outcome here with you. So knowing how to thoroughly enjoy prospecting is as important as knowing how to prospect. And it's more important in my mind than just being effective at it. Be effective and enjoy it. Fifth strategy I've got here for you is the strategies of building trust. How do you walk in to a stranger in a couple moments and absolutely have this person bond with you, feel like they're your best friend? And all of these top salespeople have that ability, and they do it in a variety of ways, and we're going to offer those for you. Sixth strategy I got for you here is ways to create interest that lasts not just the initial moments, but will last throughout your sales presentation so they want to hear what you have to say, because one of the biggest mistakes that these top producers say they see other salespeople make is they start to go on their presentation before they've really built any real interest. The person, the prospect, is not interested yet. They've got a meek level of interest. The top producers make them hungry to hear what they're going to say before they ever begin to actually speak about it. Seventh strategy is strategies for qualifying the prospect. What I want to teach you in terms of qualifying is not to find out do they have any money, not to find out how many bedrooms and how many baths they have, not to find out what their past policies were like. What I want you to find out is the core emotion that drives this person that they want more than anything in life. What is the core emotional needs? What I call is their emotional reasons for buying right now. What would be the most intense emotional need this person has in life? And then teach them how to get that need met through your product. What is a hurt, an emotional need that they have that they want to heal? I believe that selling really is finding a need and interest somebody has, turning it into a real need, and disturbing the prospect, letting them get the feeling that, hey, I don't have this and I want to have this be a part of my life so that they're motivated, because I believe selling is motivation. And so the process of really finding out someone's deepest needs is what I call qualifying. Next strategy, a strategy for really giving them the way to justify buying. You know, it's not enough to get somebody emotionally excited or like they really want it. They got to be able to, after they get emotionally excited, they got to be able to justify it. Have you ever had a product like, God, you were real excited about it and you really wanted it, but you just didn't do it? I would suggest to you the reason was because you couldn't justify it. And these people who are the best persuaders have incredible strategies for showing people how to justify being able to do almost anything. By the way, if people are motivated enough, they'll help you to justify for them. And the last two are strategies for closing and commitments. How do we take any kind of objection somebody can give us and turn it around with ease and where they enjoy it? The top persuaders do not answer objections. They take people's objections and they convert them into questions. You can't answer an objection, but you can answer a question. And there's a big emotional difference between answering an objection and answering a question. We're going to teach you the techniques that they use to do that. You'll find them very powerful, and you'll enjoy, again, handling objections. Somebody gives you an objection, you go, oh, there's a question that needs to be answered, and you'll be able to have that person feel like all it is a question, not an objection. And lastly, how do you make sure that you button up the sale? That is, how do you make sure that this sale is going to last so that when you walk back outside that door, that you aren't in a situation where you're trying to figure out how you're going to make sure that it stays in there. You're not going by and, you know, checking your phone messages to see if they've called to say, well, we've changed our mind. Well, you absolutely know that sale is going to last, and this person is going to help you to get multiple sales. That the time you spent here doesn't end with the few moments you spent with them, but moves on. Now, we've talked about a couple things. We want to increase the quality of life. I want you to take control of the strongest power that I know of to shape destiny, the power to influence. And we've said that what it's going to take is some initial impact. We said it's going to take some repetition, some utilization. You'll begin to integrate it, and then you just got to keep reinforcing it because you got to make sure you daily condition yourself to succeed. We said that we're going to go from maybe not even knowing how to do some of this stuff, and in the beginning modes where we're, you know, not very good at it, we're kind of like working for conscious competence. It might not feel real good, but we're going to hang in there until we get unconsciously competent because we're absolutely committed. I hope by now you've made the decision to master this material. If you haven't, decide now whether you're going to or not. And if you decide not to, that's okay with me. But I think the person that will be cheated will be you. Decide that you'll do whatever it takes.